don't have to get right up and touch them. I used to
have a brother that that loved to go around these old ponds and with a rifle and shoot them with a rifle. He's a good rifle shot. I never was very much of a rifle shot. When I went after him, I took my old shotgun so I couldn't miss.
You know, I was spared by Providence from a rattlesnake once. I was hunting with another fellow, and I was on the trail ahead of him. Just at sundown, he stopped, and I stopped to wait for him. Yeah. And the locusts were in the trees, buzzing away, and this darn rock wasn't any farther than that from me, uncoiled and went off into a bush. Mm-hmm. And I had, I think, two shells for my gun, and I got down there, and I was too close to him, so there was no spread on the shot. I couldn't see him in the bush, and I shot twice and missed him. And this other fella came up with a 410, and I had to aim that, and I got him. He was about that long without his head. Mm-hmm. But like a fool, I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any places in the bottom land where there was standing water? Maybe the ground?
Yes, and there's where we got our tailwaters, boy. We called them swamps.
Uh-huh.
That's one name we had for it, just an old swampy place where the water stood the year round until it got extremely dry and would dry up. But there's where we'd find the tailwallies.
Mm-hmm. And how about
and the cattails.
And the water moccasins.
And water moccasins. That's right. Mm-hmm.
How about streams? What was the smallest stream you had?
The smallest?
Uh-huh.
Well, you mean what did we call them?
Uh-huh.
Well, we called them creeks.
A creek?
And yes.
A creek would run into a...
Into a river. Now, you see, I lived on Big Caney. See, you can find it on the map. Big Caney up here, of course. Have you been to the Hewlett Dam? Ever been to the Hewlett Dam up here?
No.
Well, they dammed up Big Caney. That's the river I was raised on. Of course, where they built this dam, where I was raised, was 10 miles on up the river. But one time since that dam's been there, there's been water all over this bottom that I'm talking about that we had to move out of after the flood of 1885. But we have smaller streams up in there, and we called them creeks or creeks, and I think creek is proper. I don't think it's creek. We have creek Indians. But I believe that's a proper name for it, isn't it? A small stream, don't they call them creeks?
Yeah, creeks.
Well, I've called them creeks and all that. Coon Creek, because speaking about some of them little streams up there around in my country where I was raised, one was Cedar, we call it Cedar Creek, and Coon Creek and Pond Creek and Turkey Creek but I don't think that's right. I think it's creek. I believe creek is proper. I don't know. Now there's where I'm a little short on my English or grammar or whatever you want to call it. Creek. I think most people say creek. Well, let's go out on the creek.
Did you have anything that you called a branch?
Yes, indeed.
Did that run into a creek?
Yes, it did. That's right. Yes, sir. We had a place up there that we called it a branch, and it had a name, and it was, I'm satisfied, it was named from some family. It was called Lofton's Branch. Lofton's Branch. And I think it was named from some family named Lofton that lived on it, see? Way back, years and years and years ago.
Lofton's Branch.
Lofton's Branch, yeah. Well, I know sometimes the subject might come up about maybe we wanted to go,